On the bus. It was one of those new long London transport buses, the sort that takes you by surprise by continuing after you expect it to end. There were seats as I got on at Tottenham Court Road, but it filled up as it made its way up Hampstead Road. There was a smell of wet wool and stale cigarette smoke. By Camden Town, people were standing. A small boy squeezed his way through to the back of the bus where I was sitting. He bounced down on an empty seat opposite me and turned round to beam at his mother. She had a baby in a pushchair and was caught up in a crowd of people strap-hanging in the centre. She nodded at him to stay where he was. The bus jerked and moved off. The standing passengers shifted their feet and hung on to their straps. The boy settled back in his seat and smiled at us, pleased with himself for finding the last remaining seat. He was a nice-looking child, 7 or 8, with light brown skin and curly dark hair. His mother was young, with bright beads in her black hair. She was separated from her son, but her gaze followed him down the bus. He had an open face and a nice smile, and was a sort of little boy that you could imagine taking home with you. There was a man sitting next to me, and beyond him another man, who looked Chinese. The first man started talking to the boy sitting opposite. "That's a nice scarf you've got." The boy was wearing a scarf in Arsenal colours. He gave a shy smile but didn't speak. I couldn't see the man because I was sitting next to him, but I got an impression of thinness, even gauntness. His hands were long and thin with pronounced joints and rested on his knees. The cuff of his jacket was threadbare. "You a fan?" The boy nodded. "Me too. Takes an act of faith, though, some of the time. See the game last week? Goalkeeper was a waste of bloody time." He had a London accent. The boy frowned. The man changed tack. "Where are you off to now?" The boy hesitated. "Home," he said. "Where's home?" "Gospel Oak." "Why aren't you at school?" The boy muttered that he was with his mum. "Lucky lad. That her down there? Keeps looking at us." The second man reached forward and touched the boy on the cheek, then drew back quickly. He did this 2 or 3 times. The boy tried to dodge and giggled. He had been shy and hesitant to start with, but was now relaxed, leaning forward in his seat, looking from one man to the other and smiling. I looked down the bus. His mother was still looking towards her son, although she probably couldn't see him for all the people in the way. I wondered if these people were concerned, like me. I tried to catch someone's eye, but it was difficult from the back. The man was talking about himself now, how he used to like football, couldn't really say he was a fan anymore. "Too many bloody foreigners. And the money they pay out, it makes you weep. A fraction of what Beckham earns would keep a family of 6 for years." "I used to play a bit," he said after a pause. "Only park games, though. I expect you like to kick a ball around." The boy nodded, dark hair shining, showing his small white teeth. He was a lovely-looking child. He dodged another pat from the Chinese man. "There's a yard at the bottom of our street where we play." "Is there now? What days do you play? I love a game of football." The boy shrugged and frowned. I sensed his uncertainty. I thought of all the children who'd been abducted or raped or murdered and looked around the bus, seeking assurance that everything was all right. No harm could come to a child on a crowded bus. Anyone could stop them if they tried to make their way off the bus, and yet they might think he was making for his mother. I could feel the tension in the women who sat near me, wrapped up for winter, bags of shopping on their knees or at their feet. I tried to meet someone's eyes. Nobody looked at the men and the boy, but I knew the women weren't seeing anything else. They were anxious, like me. Only the young girl sitting next to the boy was unconcerned, gazing out of the window, wrapped up in her thoughts. The man felt in his pocket and took out some coins. "Here," he said, "take these." The boy shrank back, startled. "Come on, come on, take the money. "You're young, what do I need it for? Come on, take it." He looked down the bus towards the mother. "She's watching him like a hawk," he said. "What's your mum's name?"
"Debbie."
The man called out, "It's all right, Debbie, I'm his friend." "There you are, you see," he said to the boy. "She knows it's all right." The boy took the coins. Then the man said, "A stranger is a friend you haven't met." The boy nodded, smiling again. "Think about it," advised the man. "A stranger is a friend you haven't met." He leaned forward. "I get off here," he said, patting the boy on the knee. The boy shifted on his seat and half rose. I tensed, knowing I should challenge him. But the man shook his head and the boy sank down again. "Enjoy your life." He stood up, tall and lanky, followed by his silent friend. They squeezed their way down the bus, alighting opposite a block of council flats. The boy settled back in his seat, still smiling. The women relaxed, and the bus went on to Hampstead.